Hey there, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Pop Culture After Dark. Abel and Bonnie here, and we were super excited to record this show that we lost track of time. Yesterday, I told Bonnie, we normally record on Wednesdays, and I told Bonnie, like, 11 o'clock at night, I said, oh my God, I forgot it's Wednesday.
Yeah. Both of us.
So now we're recording at 10 p.m. on a Thursday, and this goes out in less than 12 hours, so... Oh, here we are.
Yeah. Yes. We're so freaking organized.
But today we're going to talk about Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, Danny Masterson, Wendy Williams, Demi Lovato, rapper Blueface, and then Chris Sean. So let's get into... So before we get into the obvious, right? Everyone's here probably for Megan and Nicki T. Because that's everywhere. But let's talk about Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears. So there's quite a few things happening with them. Justin released a new song for his upcoming album that's coming out. And it's said that he's actually a little upset because Britney's fans are... What is the name of his song that he just released? I don't even know the name of his song. However... Because he released his song, Britney's fans are going and streaming all of her music, and her music from decades ago is actually doing better than his new single. And so he was performing over the weekend, and he was singing some new music, and he, on the clip, said, quote, "I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely fucking nobody." Britney Spears posted on Instagram and said, "Someone told me someone was talking shit about me on the streets. Do you want to bring it to court? Or will you go home crying to your mom like it did last time? I'm not sorry." So.
I'm here for the clap back. Like, what was the post? Was it like a picture or it was just a story?
It was on her Instagram. And I think, honestly, it was a picture of like a sunset or something. Yeah, it was just like this random picture of like a sunset or like, it was like nature. Like, it had nothing to do with anything. She's like, "I heard somebody was talking shit." Like, basically, she said out in the streets.
Oh, and Justin Timberlake's new song that it was releasing or did release is called Selfish.
Oh, yeah, because she has a song with the same title, and that's what they were playing. And her song was outperforming his.
When you first told me about this and the way you worded it in the text, I literally thought you meant that Britney performed Cry Me a River. To me, I was like, that's fucking iconic. I would love to. She should do a cover for Cry Me a River. Brittany, where you at, girl? Do it.
That would be good. But then she would kind of be promoting him in a way. And this all comes after, like, she made an apology a while back. A few weeks ago, she was like apologizing, saying like she didn't mean any harm towards certain people. And a lot of people were saying that was actually towards Justin Timberlake. But then this happened. And now she's basically saying, like, "Boy, you're going to keep running your mouth at these streets. I'm going to see you in court." So, I'm like, Brittany, you don't need another court case on your hands. Like, you're still going through a divorce. Last time you went through a court case, like, you know, you were hashtag free Brittany. So, it's probably not a good idea. Probably not a good idea to go back there.
We know how that last one turned out, girl.
But let's move on now and talk about that 70 show star, Danny Masterson. On our last season, we talked about how he was sentenced and found guilty of different essays and all kinds of just sex offensive crimes. Well, he has now been sentenced to Corcoran State Prison, which actually happens to be the exact same high security prison that Charles Manson was held. So, this is it's like in California, and it's supposedly where all the tough, most violent inmates are sent. And for instance, like Robert F. Kennedy's assassin was held there for a long time, in addition to, again, Charles Manson. So I he's going to be there for like, I don't remember, three decades. So over 30 years, he's looking to be there. So he was originally sentenced to the North Kent State Prison, but he's been transferred to the higher security prison. That's a little like, I wonder if they're doing it for a hit. What were you saying?
I didn't know he got that much time.
Yeah, and I wonder if he's going to, if they're doing it for his safety though, because it's such a high security prison. You know, like everyone's like, I wonder if they're doing it for his own safety. Because, you know, they still have to keep the prisoner safe. You know, that's like their job. But I never even watched that 70s show. I just knew that this was a big deal because remember that whole bullshit with Ashton and Mila? We talked about their leaked videos that they did.
Where it seemed like they were like defending him and stuff like that. Yeah, I remember that. And I don't even remember like all of his charges and stuff like that, but I do remember he was involved in all that stuff. I don't even think I remember the outcome of the case, but wow, 30 years. I mean, that's what he gets. That's what you get.
Yep. So I want to talk about that bitch, Demi Lovato. This is really feeling like kickback pop culture. We've already talked about Kanye this season. We've already talked about Candace Owens, and here we are. Demi Lovato.
All three of them. It's like the trifecta of the fuck faces.
Yeah. Well, Demi Lovato, she attended the American Heart Association this week, their event, the Go Red for Women Red Dress Collection. It was a concert, and she told People magazine that she's actually kind of planning her wedding already. I didn't even know she had a boyfriend or was engaged. I don't remember that. But she is, and she told People magazine that she has, quote, she says, I've been thinking about it and saving like all her perfect dresses and everything, the vision of the ceremony to her Pinterest profile. And apparently the couple is using Pinterest for like all of it. Demi, for the record, does use the pronouns she and they now. And so that's why we're referring to her as she. But yeah, she just said, I'm excited. I'm in the planning stage. I'm in the stage of planning and just very excited and over the moon about it. She is engaged to Jordan Jutes Lutz. I don't know who the hell that is. I don't know. I don't know who that is. I just know Demi Lovato. And I saw a clip on TikTok actually before we started recording. She was at the American Heart Association event and she was singing that Heart Attack song that she has. And there's a clip of her singing the Heart Attack. Like, I almost had a heart attack or whatever at the American Heart Association event.
Wow. High five to her PR team for that one.
She should have probably left that out. She probably just should have sang like that Cool for the Summer song.
I can't. That's crazy. No.
What? Bonnie doesn't even know what to say. Anyways, that was not the point of the story. The point of the story was she's engaged to somebody named Jutes, I don't know, something.
Jutes, Lutz, Suits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, whatever. I saw the wedding ring, though. It's a nice fucking ring. I'm like, dang, he's got money. Because
it's got money.
It's a bat ring. Yeah, very nice. All right, now, yeah, these next stories are kind of tied together. Bonnie has some insight because I had never heard of this until Bonnie's co-host of Bitches Brunch was talking about them. And it's Krishan and a rapper named Blueface. Apparently, Krishan's a reality star. Recently, during this whole, our last topic of the day will be Megan and Nikki. So, but during this whole debacle, Krishan said, oh no, girl, I want some attention. So what does she do, Bonnie?
First, she let everybody down. She let everybody down because we was all rooting for her. We were rooting for her. We were like, yes, queen, you're doing it. You're getting up on your own. You're taking care of your baby and all that stuff. That looks like he has fetal alcohol syndrome. But that's another thing. Anyway, but you're doing it, girl. And then she fucking really pops on and she's getting blue faces, face tattooed on her face, on her cheek. And this is the third portrait of him that she has from the neck up. Okay, she already had another one, like, on the side, like, over here in her hair, one on her neck over here. But now this hoe has, like, really on her cheek. On her cheek. I don't care how in love I am with the man. I don't care how many of my bills he's paying or how many Balenciaga bags he buys me. I don't care what that devil dick do. I would never tattoo a man's face on me. Let alone on my face. On my face? On this? My face card fucking pop, blessing all the time. You crazy. You dumb bitch. That's what everybody was saying. Everybody. Like, what? After everything he's done to her. First of all. Like, their relationship is that they're the epitome of toxic and volatile and everything like that. My beautiful co-host, she's a stand for Krishan. So she's like, I'm still supporting it. But holy fuck. Like, what? Like, I can't believe that. And it was right in the middle of everything that was going on. She's like, it's my turn. Like, you bitches, we know y'all beefing, but now it's me. And then ever since then, news came out that two other girls have gotten his portrait tattooed.
That's what I was about to
say. One girl, one girl got it on her ass, like right on her ass cheek, his portrait. And that girl, she's kind of crazy. She's a little sketchy, a little iffy. Like, she's trying to make it seem like her and him had a thing. But the pictures she posted of them, they look like just like fan photos where she was trying too hard to get pictures with him. I don't know. They could have, for all we know, he fucked her because, like, he's a hoe anyway. Ho for show. And the other one, I'm not sure where she got it tattooed at. I can't remember if it was on her face or where it was on her, but she got his. And that was like all like in the last 48 hours. What?
Yeah. And to top that off, so Krishan, when she, before this whole tattoo thing, she had, just over, what was it? She had over 5.3 million followers on Instagram. And after the tattoo incident, she dropped down immediately to 5.1 million, losing over 200,000 followers in less than 48 hours. Yeah. And so the rapper, one of the girls that got tattooed, she's another female rapper, and her name is Thotiana. She's the one. Thotiana got blue face tattooed on her somewhere. I don't know where, but yeah. So Krishan took to Twitter and she said, "The more y'all hate, the more popular become. I don't give a fuck about losing followers. I get paid off of my engagement algorithm. If I'm getting 60 plus million views on my 400,000 plus comments, my promo prices just goes up, or anything I say sells stays sold out. So continue to hate. The hate train makes me hella money." So anybody who knows anything knows, yeah, it doesn't matter about follower, it matters about engagement. So
man, she's not wrong. So, but it's fucking nuts. Like, and then over, like, look, what he is not nothing, like,
what is he doing that's causing all these bitches to get his tattoo on him?
Oh, I don't want to say this because I don't know those girls or anything, but guys like that usually go after weak-minded women. But yeah. Other people say, nope, she's smart because she's about her bag because she knows she's getting paid or whatever. But still, at the same time, how smart are you when you're mutilating your body for someone that doesn't really give a fuck about you at the end? Like, at the end of it, he really don't, because he's out. He's out screwing other girls. He's out doing other things. He's in jail right now, as a matter of fact. He's in prison.
Yep.
Girl, not why love me a man in a uniform. Bitch, that's an inmate.
There's a big difference.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so that actually segues to our next story. His Blueface, he is in jail right now, in L.A. County Jail. And a judge in Las Vegas now has issued a bench warrant for his arrest due to a probation violation now. So he's in jail, but he also has a warrant for his arrest in Las Vegas now. So he's currently on probation in Nevada as part of a plea deal for his involvement in a strip club shooting in Vegas. So in the previous case that happened in Vegas, Blueface received a suspended sentence and was placed on 3 years of probation. However, violating the terms of his probation could result in a prison sentence of 2 to 5 years. The exact nature of the probation violation in Vegas is unclear, but Blueface's attorney has mentioned that prosecutors may focus on cell phone footage from a performance in Utah. The footage allegedly shows Blueface bringing a woman on stage and instructing his fiance to attack her. So while he's in custody at the Men's Central Jail in LA for a separate probation violation related to an assault case, law enforcement should have no trouble locating him, and he's set to be released in July from LA, but it's expected that he will immediately then be transferred to Nevada to serve additional time, according to TMZ.
That's a winner there. She picked a one.
How's he a rapper if he's always in jail? Who's he rapping to?
His lawyer to get him out. His fans.
Who's he rapping to?
Even listen to his music. I don't think I've ever streamed one of his songs or even put on one of his songs to even tell you what his music sounds like. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know any of his. I've never heard of him. I just know he's a big. Him and Krishan are big on social media, and they've been popping up my feed more, especially because Marlene. She talks about them, so I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know y'all, but it's wild out here in these streets. So don't be getting nobody's nothing tattooed on you.
Yeah, let's not do that. No,
don't do it.
I would never. I wouldn't even care when he came on me.
Like, would you get your kid's face tattooed on you?
No, the fuck for?
Right, face.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Couldn't be me.
Nope.
Couldn't be me. But let's move on now and talk about Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams, she would be great to have around right now with all of this Krishan and Blueface and Megan and Nikki drama, Justin and Brittany. She would be the best person to have around pop culture at the moment, but unfortunately she's not. We reported on one of our last seasons that her show ended. She's been suffering from different types of illness. No one knows if she's relapsed in addiction. She's kind of fallen off the face of the earth. But according to the outlet, The Sun, she was actually seen for the first time in over a year when a trailer for the upcoming Lifetime documentary, Where is Wendy Williams, dropped Thursday, but it was actually leaked. It wasn't even supposed to be dropped, and it was immediately deleted, so only a handful of people saw it. But just little clips that have been shared here and there, you do see her. She said something like, since I was 6 years old, all I wanted to be was famous. And then a video cuts shoot to a present day Wendy. She's sitting back in her iconic purple chair to talk about what's actually been going on in her personal life, about her son, saying that she's done a quote really good job at making it seem like everything's okay. And I'm thinking, girl, you haven't done a great job making it. You just disappeared, but okay. But yeah, Wendy's sitting in the backseat of a car and a producer asked her, have you seen a neurologist? And she replied, to see if I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And then it kind of ends with her, she's crying and she's like, I have no money. And let me tell you something. If it happens to me, it can happen to you. So the documentary airs on Lifetime February 24th and 25th. Vonnie, what are your thoughts and will you be watching?
I will absolutely be watching because that's telling and very it's a little chilling and stuff. And I definitely want to see her story. There were so many things towards the end of it, especially other people getting involved, her ex-husband and stuff like that. I kind of want to know. I empathize with her. Definitely.
Yeah, I'll definitely be watching, and because I loved Wendy Williams. I watched Hot Topics every single day. I never missed it. Super sad, but I guess we'll see what happens. Like I said, she'd be great to have right now there's literal Hot Topics happening right now. She'd be great to see. Like, I love her take on stuff. She didn't give a shit about nothing. You know, she'd be like, clap if you think they deserve to die. And people would be clapping and she'd be like, exactly, exactly. I'm like, bitch, you are wild. You should not be saying that shit. But because she's Wendy Williams, she can get away with it.
I don't think she deserved at all what ended up happening to her.
Yeah. But with that news, we are going to talk about our last story of the week. The story that has taken the internet by storm. Nicki Minaj versus another female rapper, Megan Thee Stallion. Bonnie, our group chats are wilding out right now. For the past how many days? A week? It is wild right now. So Bonnie, you want to just do a quick synopsis of what happened and what triggered Nicki, and just in case someone's hiding under a rock.
Okay, so if you did not know, Megan released a single called Hiss for her upcoming album. And this song, I thought it was great. Now, in the song, there is two sentences in this song that sent Nicki into a spiral on Twitter that lasted for about 3 days before she came out with the most ridiculous diss track. But so that line, in case you haven't heard the song, was, these hoes don't be mad at Megan, these hoes mad at Megan's Law. So, and for those of you who don't know, Megan's Law is what went into effect that requires sex offenders to go on a registry and you know, whatnot. Also, Nicki did marry someone that needed to be on the sex offender list. They call him a pedophile. Now, from what I know from the one incident, supposedly it happened when he was 18 and the person was 17. I'm not sure about all of the things behind it because I really don't care. And there were some other incidences and everything like that too. So I know it doesn't just stem from that one. So he did need to go, like, he is on a registry. Minaj married him, had a baby with him, so on and so forth. It's something that she's taken a lot of shit for ever since she married him. So she heard that line and assumed, this bitch is talking about me. So went off her complete fucking rocker for 3 days on Twitter. And not just Twitter, TikTok Live, like, there were so many. She was on Instagram Live. Like, she was on all these lives. Like, what the fuck was she doing? She wasn't doing anything else. This, either she had to have been on a coke bender or something, because, and this girl was not making sense. It was wild to see that. And the whole time she's going off, she's saying this, and Megan is quiet. She is happily living her life. Like, she's just out there and not giving a crap and hasn't really responded to anything. On the fourth day, Nicki put out what she was threatening to put out, her diss track called Bigfoot. Now, on this diss track, she does say a lot of things in there, accuses Megan of sleeping with her dead mom's boyfriend. So, and Nicki does talk a lot about her dead mom on there, the fact that she got shot in the foot. But all of this were just, they were Twitter rants. All she did was compile Twitter rants together and put them to a beat and released it. So that's currently where we're sitting out with that. Then someone came out. Now, they said it's Megan's sister, but I'm not too sure.
We haven't got confirmation on that. I've been looking all day.
If it was her actual sister, but someone put out a diss track to Nicki defending Megan and went off. Like, that is a fucking diss track. Like, it was, she went in on her and she went pretty hard and it was really good. So I don't know. Like, I will tell you, the one line in Megan's song that I love in Hiss, I was singing it all over again, is the first one that says, I feel like Mariah Carey, got these ninjas so obsessed, my pussy so famous, might get managed by Kris Jenner next. I'm sorry, that's my favorite line.
Yeah, Kris Jenner shared the clip of that. She shared that lyric of, like, from the music video on her Instagram story and tagged Megan.
I love it. I'm here for it.
I said, girl, let me find out you're gonna be her manager next.
So
one of the lines from Nicki Minaj's song Bigfoot, or if you want to call that a song, she says, she's talking about, like, again, like the shooting that happened with Megan hitting her foot and her foot was shot. She said, quote, bad bitch, she like 6 foot. I call her Bigfoot. The bitch fell off. I say, get up on your good foot. She's a psychopath. She's a clear, in my opinion, not confirmed drug addict. She is spiraling and grasping for straws. She's like grasping and praying to God. So my boyfriend and I are going to see Nicki Minaj in concert this summer because I used to be a bar back in her heyday. Not so much anymore. I just like a couple of her songs now. But we're going to her concert this summer and we're like, well, after all this started happening, I'm like, you know what? This is weird. I don't trust Nicki for shit now. And she's posting on her Instagram story that she's sold out of all her shows. And I'm like, or a lot of them. I'm like, that's weird. So I go and I start looking at all the tour dates. And you can find a ticket for $90 to any show that you want to go to. So that doesn't scream sold out to me. So the test comes back and determines that that was a lie. And then all of Nicki's, like, she's retweeting all of these stats. Like, she's going on a bender, like you said. She's retweeting all these stats. Like, she's number one in the world, number one, number one. Nope. That's a lie because Billboard just released, Billboard, you know, the people that keep track of the music charts. They released there and she actually dropped 79 spots and now she's like number 200 and something. And Megan was actually number one and her album and her song was in top 10 worldwide. So that's another lie. So I find that very interesting. Nicki was number one when the song came out on Apple Music. But Nicki also has a deal with Apple Music for her show, Queen Radio. So, but since then, she has dropped down to number two with his surpassing her to number one again. So all of this drama, Megan has remained calm. She hasn't mentioned it. She hasn't said anything. She's been posting behind the scenes photos of like her, and she's released different versions of the song now. She just released like a chopped and screwed version yesterday, I think. She's like, hey, hotties, y'all want more behind the scenes? She's eating it up, and Nicki has done nothing but put her in the number one spot. If Nicki would have said anything, I don't think this song is, it's not a radio hit. It would not be number one. But Nicki's dumbass couldn't keep her mouth shut, and she's on a, I'm like, who's taking care of her child? Where's her kid, girl? Because
watching mama spiral.
Because she's literally on live and tweeting until like 4 a.m. and then I wake up like at 8 or 9 a.m. and she's already back on it again.
Yeah. Yeah. And on that one live where everybody swore they saw a roach.
Oh yeah, they're zooming in. They're zooming into the background and they're like, girl, is that a roach in your background? So as biased as I am, because I already had ill, like, didn't feel the best about her before all this, Nicki, I was like, I didn't want to trust my, like, social media algorithm because I'm just already an anti-Barb. Like, so I was just, like, Googling and reading all articles and all these things. And it seems that a lot, like, 95% of the world is against Nicki Minaj right now. Whereas she thought before the world was against her, and it really wasn't. Now it really is. Megan Thee Stallion was even on Good Morning America. She's on all with, and all of this without even an album out. And Nicki has an album out, and Nicki was not on Good Morning America. And
yeah,
and Megan Thee Stallion, she's signed to Roc Nation Management Company, so that's Jay-Z's management company, but she is not signed to a record label, so she's actually funding this project herself. And Nicki Minaj is signed to a major label. And Megan's on all of these network number one shows, Good Morning America, Today Show. She's on everything from a single because of Nicki Minaj. And Nicki's not on anything. She's on live.
You know, that's what they were saying, that Megan didn't have to do any promotion for this song. She didn't do any promotions for this song, for Hiss. Like, thank you, Nicki. Thank you, Barbs. They did it all for her. Now, what got me with the Barbs is that they, and Nikki is starting to do it too, where she is posting, like reposting on her Instagram and stuff like that, calling out people that are saying, you know, that are talking against her, like just regular everyday people, everyday users. She's like reposting them and talking crap about them being ugly and all this other stuff. And I'm like, what are you doing? And then her people, her barbs, they are doxing people left and right. And I feel so bad for those people that they are doxing. There was this one, and I call him a little boy because he looks very, very, very young. If he's 18, 19, 20, maybe 21, that's pushing it. He went on there and his rant, he had a very good rant. Like it was very well spoken, very well said what he was saying about her. And then he ended up having to delete it and then posted another video. In that video, he's crying. Like he's literally crying because they've doxed him, his family, death threats, like all this stuff. And I'm like, holy shit. Well, this other fan that they doxed, whatchamacallit, he, on the other hand, it's like they doxed the wrong one this time because he actually works in like that type of where it works. It deals with like internet law and the doxing laws and stuff like that. And he went on there and he's like, out of the 27 people that doxed me, this many people are this many people, 14 of them work for the same company. Like he was like, he just went, he's like, y'all fucked up. So I'm not like, I think doxing someone is shitty. Like there's one thing. You want to talk shit online and stuff. Everybody's free to have their own opinions on things. Like I think people, the people that dox it, I hope that they like that. I'm glad that most states are putting laws on now, you know, doxing people and everything.
Yeah. So Nikki, her fans dox Megan Thee Stallion's, her mom's location of her burial site.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they had to put extra security there.
Out of the word work. And Doc's Nicki Minaj's dad's burial site now. And when I Google Nicki Minaj fans doxing, there's The Root, Fox, Complex, Page Six, Rolling Stone, Hip Hop Insider, Business Insider, Apple, E! News. Those are just a few that all have, I was like, all are talking about this and all are putting blame on Nicki Minaj for it.
Because she was encouraging them to do it, you know, and that was that. Yeah, I hope
and,
she gets held
and
accountable.
And Slate.com as well, yeah. And so all of these major outlets, I'm like, Nicki, without major outlets like that, you have to play the game. When you're in it, you have to play the game. It's just like any other job. It's politics. You have to play it or you will not be successful and you will not ever get anywhere. So in spite of all this, Megan Thee Stallion on, I think it was today's show, she did announce that her new album's coming out this year and she is going to be going on a tour this summer. So she's going to be touring the same time Nicki Minaj is, and be interesting. I don't know. Like I said, I am going to go see her, but it's more so I've seen Doja Cat. Like I talked about last week, we saw Doja Cat, and I was so blown away by her, and it's probably one of the best concerts I've been to, and I say that after being to Beyonce hundreds of times, Adele. Doja Cat's probably one of the best performers I've seen in a long time. And so I'm interested to see Nicki's Oompa Loompa ass, what she's going to do. So.
Well, fun fact about Nicki's TikTok page, all the top comments on her TikTok page all say Megan's Law.
And another fun fact, I'm glad that you brought up TikTok. You know, the TikTok and UMG, the Universal Music Group, have not come to a deal. So all of their artists are off the platform. So a lot of TikToks have no sound right now. Well, guess who's a part of that group? Nicki Minaj. So none of her music is being played or streamed on TikTok anymore. And all of Megan Thee Stallion's songs are on TikTok. Because unlike Nicki, Megan owns her music and Nicki does not. So.
Yeah. So Megan's just over there taking all these wins. So girl.
She stays winning, girl.
Days winning. I am Team Megan. ever since Cardi B punked out Nicki so fucking hard with that shoe.
We said the same thing ever since then.
That's it. I was done having any kind of respect for Nicki. Like, I really don't. That's it.
Ever since that exact moment is when I lost respect for Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm. Is because I'm like, you cannot rap being a gangster, balling, you want to get up on your Bigfoot, blah, blah, blah. But then when you get confronted in person, you run scared. You cannot do that.
Nope. And speaking of Cardi, I was here for her, what she did during this whole fucking shit that was popping off. So Megan's over there shaking her ass, having a good time while Nicki Minaj is fucking losing her marbles all over fucking Insta, Twitter and everything, and going through her midlife crisis, whatever. And where's Cardi B? Cardi B, all she did was change the profile picture on her Twitter to that of Joe from You. Just watching. Just peeping just through watching. The window.
Yeah. And nobody has commented publicly on it. Like, no rappers or celebrities, except today or yesterday, Lotto commented on one of Megan Thee Stallion's posts and said that you're making us so proud, Meg.
I love that. I'm here for it. You know, they all need to get together and do a song. Do Meg, Lotto, freaking Cardi.
Lil' Kim, Remy Ma.
Lil' Kim, Remy Ma, all of them need to get together and just put out a song already. Just do it.
They will destroy her. They would.
I know.
Nicki would have an aneurysm. Nicki would be on a bender for probably a month.
Yeah, if Megan did it to her for like a week with two sentences. Two sentences, that's all it took.
Two sentences without mentioning her name.
Exactly.
Yeah, the only thing I did, the only thing that I found funny, not funny at all, but I was like, I can't believe Nicki just did that shit, was when the line, Nicki Minaj is talking about Megan's dead mom, and then at the end of the diss song, she literally goes on for another 2 minutes just rambling like a straight on. She had her own podcast after her song.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing I was just like, I can't believe this bitch is doing this right now.
Like she was sending a voice memo to someone.
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of. It reminded me of the voice memos that I get, guys.
Yeah, because the night that that song came out, the diss song, Bigfoot came out, that's when Megan Thee Stallion was seen at that party, and she was twerking and dancing at that party unbothered.
Unbothered. That's the level of unbothered I always want to be.
Yeah, but I'm also, I don't know that I could just stay unbothered, though, because I would say something. I would have to. I don't know. No. They would probably have to take away my phone, because you're talking that much about me. I couldn't do it.
I think for her it was easier because all of her fans, like everyone, even some Nicki fans that were like, you know what, bitch, I can't fucking stand for you no more. They did it all for Megan. Like, some of the disses that they were coming out with were fucking hilarious. They were.
Yeah. Oh, you know what my favorite diss was? Is like, Megan, I need you to sample the Law and Order Special Victims Unit theme song, like the intro song, and rap to that. Oh my God. I was screaming when I saw that. That was the funniest thing I probably saw.
Or like when they were talking about Nicki Minaj's speed bump dad. In the pavement, like, what? That was like, they came hard for Nicki. Or when they posted her yellow teeth, and they're Megan's better than me. This would have been my album cover, and it's Nicki's, like, the inside of her teeth where it's all yellow, full of tartar and stuff. Oh, stop it! Loved it. Here for every second of it.
It's like Nicki heard us because she's live again right now.
It's like the weekend of the playoff games, and there was no playoff game tweets at all. My entire Twitter timeline was nothing but Nicki and Megan and some fucking Krishan sprinkled in there.
Yeah, Krishan said, I need some attention. But yeah, I think that's all we have for this week. I knew majority of our, like, literally the last 20 minutes have been about Nicki Minaj, but we had a lot to say. But yeah, that's it for this week. We'll be back next week. I know that next week is probably going to be good because we'll record on time, first of all. And then a second of all, I can only imagine that things are going to get like progressively like worse for Nicki Minaj, especially now that her music can't be played on TikTok. And that helped streaming count, that helped the the number, like that helped like the charts and stuff. They would would take a part of that and include that. And so now that that's not there for her, it's going to really send her into a shit spiral. So that's it. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Thank you guys for listening. And yeah, just stay tuned. Just definitely watch. Just go watch her like live on TikTok. She can't really go there. Go watch her on Twitter. Don't, if you want to listen to song and you haven't, just go, it's everywhere on Twitter. That way you don't give her stream counts on stream platforms. If you just go to Twitter, they literally screen record it. So just listen there. That's all. All right. Thanks guys. Bye.
Bye.